Yeah, basically the first line of storms that came through basically from Yankton up to southern Sioux Falls produced 2 to 3 inches of rain. And what we've got right now is another line of storms that's kind of back a little bit west of there towards Tyndall, Scotland. That area is sliding to the northeast, and we're seeing additional redevelopment to the southwest of Yankton. And all of that's going to kind of move through that area that got the heavy rains earlier this morning, and we are expecting another probably 1 to 2 inches of rain out of this next line. So the areas that got hit hard early this morning are going to see a second round of rain coming through, and that's what's going to cause some problems. That first one really wetted everything down, filled up the ditches, that kind of stuff, and now this next round is going to cause some problems mainly in urban areas.
Now, I had heard that Yankton had had some ditch flooding with just about 2 inches of rain, and that probably has changed from the last time I looked at the report a couple of hours ago. But what kind of flooding is this storm, is this situation capable of?
Basically, it's going to be your urban flooding. Your streets, intersections, things like that are going to fill up with water. You're going to see a lot of ponding in, you know, the storm sewers are not going to be able to keep up with the additional rain coming in some of these urban areas, and that water's going to pond and pile up in the streets, possibly getting up over the curb into the sidewalks, things like that. So any areas that are you know, the low-lying areas that are kind of prone to seeing that kind of urban ponding and flooding like that, you probably want to avoid those for the next couple hours as this next band of rain comes through.
Now, as far as travel conditions, say on Interstate 2990, what have you, are there any red flags or issues there?
Just, you don't want to get caught in the heavy rain as you're driving. Obviously, it can cause poor visibility, and slick roads, you know, the wet roads and things like that. But, the interstate shouldn't be too bad as long as it's not raining on top of you at the time. Again, and most of this heavier rain is going to be to the west of I-29. Like I say, that take an area from Vermilion to Tyndall and draw it up to the northeast, up to the Sioux Falls area, and that's kind of that area that we're looking at, you know, Davis, Parker, Centerville, those kind of areas to the north, and then, like I said, Yankton, Tyndall, and possibly even as far east as Vermilion are going to be the main threat areas.
When do you see the rain leveling off or dissipating?
On the southern end, down towards Yankton, Vermilion, I'd say you're probably looking at another hour to hour and a half of some rain off and on, and heavy at times. And then up here towards Sioux Falls, it'll probably be into 2, 3 o'clock time frame before things finally clear out up here.